It's the 26th of February and we're at Kingsholm. This is John Thayers and I have with me John Cowan from the Heritage Project, and today we are interviewing Martin Roberts, who's been kind enough to agree to speak with us. Hello, Martin.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Now, the first thing that I think we'd like to talk about is your roots in rugby, really. First of all, where were you born and when?
I was born in Gloucester, 26th of January 1968. My parents are from the Forest, but I moved to Gloucester for work, basically, with Dad. And we lived in Churchdown, and they still live in the same house. So we're still there, yeah. I've obviously moved out, and my brothers and sister as well. So, yeah, that was my first up in Gloucester. Went to Park Manor School in Churchdown, primary school, infant school. Then, when I was 11, went to Chosen Hill. By that time, I was not interested in rugby at all, to be honest. I was into football and that really. I was playing for Churchdown football. Nowadays, the kids are 5 or 6, and they're into playing rugby, in juniors and. Yeah, my little boy's Alfie's 5 this in April, so he's getting pushed now from Chosen Hill Rugby Club, and he's going to start playing rugby and that sort of thing. Because I played, and he wanted him to play. But when I was that age, probably no minis, juniors as such, really. So I just played football. Let's say I went to Chosen Hill, which was a rugby school, really. Didn't play football. So, and then you had a guy, Dave Provero there, Adrian Turton, Gareth Warren. Well, there was Prover played for Moseley and Gloucestershire, Turts played for Gloucester then. So it was weaned away from football, even though I still played it on a Sunday, but to rugby at school on a Saturday. And then got into rugby, and then the old man started bringing me to Kingsholm when I was sort of 12, 13, stand in the shed and watched Gloucester from there, really.
Oh, right. So you had some early heroes.
I was lucky. Hero of mine was Richard Moggy, really, and I was lucky enough to play with him at the end of his career, really. But when I was a kid, 12, 13, 14, he was... he never got capped. I never know, really, but
we all say that.
He was a fantastic player. I still see him now socially. And he's a lovely, lovely bloke as well. Another one, Steve Boyle, which he's managed a few veteran teams. I go on now, so I'll see Boyle quite a lot. And usual suspects. Teague was coming through then, and guys like that. Good, honest players. And when he was a kid growing up watching them, it was fantastic on a Saturday afternoon.
But then you, what was your first junior club?
Well, as I played for the county, I was at school, so I got picked up then by Cheltenham Colts.
So they were very strong, weren't they, in those days?
We had a good side then, Cheltenham Colts, yeah. But a lot of the kids who played for the county played for Cheltenham. And I went over there when I was about 16, played for them. And by the time I was sort of 17 half, 18, I was in the first team at Cheltenham. So, which is a bit different from now, where the kids not allowed to play till 17. I remember playing at Kingsholm on a Wednesday night, Cheltenham against Gloucester with all the stars and everything. And getting a bit of a kick in on a Wednesday night, but enjoying every minute of it, it was a bit surreal to be running out here when I play. We'd come here every Saturday and actually on the Wednesday run out. So
it was
good, yeah.
So what did it really feel like to come out of the...
Fantastic. I've been lucky enough to play Kingsholm when it's been absolutely rammed and packed.
Yeah.
But even a couple of thousand people, it was used to watch United games. And for Wednesday night games, it was completely different atmosphere. And, again, those days you play Cheltenham. Cheltenham played Gloucester. They also played Bristol Bath.
So strong fixtures.
It was good fixtures. Another flip side. So I think it was probably the last team I'll ever beat Cheltenham. I played for Cheltenham against Gloucester, and Cheltenham we beat Gloucester. which I think was the year before I joined Glasnost. But that'll probably never happen again in anybody's lifetime, I don't think.
That's
but
probably true, yeah.
It was, we played well. Chapman and Gloucester put a first United teammate and we turned them over on the Prince of Wales, which is great for me, and you know, really experience, like, you know. But
so this match, I've put the programme in front of you on 9th of November 88 when you came out of Kingsholm, and I noticed that it was Dave Sims and Tony Windows' debut for Gloucester, in fact. So that would probably be the return fixture at the Prince of Wales then.
It probably would have been, yeah.
Yeah, in spring 89.
Yeah.
That you actually beat Gloucester for the last time.
I remember Sims, he played. I loved Tony played. I remember Brainer played. And you go back to Richard Mogg, he played in the centre against me. So that was a. But I remember seeing then, you know, I'm sure we come on to it later, but you know, Gloucester, and it worked, things worked. But I remember, you know, Cheltenham beating Gloucester that day or that night, and it was massive to me. And then going to the clubhouse after, all the Cheltenham boys wander off home, go, I've got work tomorrow.
Yeah,
the Gloucester boys were going into Cheltenham, you coming? And then they get their beer kitty, 100 quid, whatever they got, and they we got, and then, I was thinking, hang on a minute, we just won, didn't we? All the Gloucester boys are staying having a few beers, and the Cheltenham boys were all sort of, where you going, boys? So we're off home, got work tomorrow. I think, yeah, not to know that it never happened again, but
well, a couple of those Cheltenham lads actually worked with us, in fact.
Oh yeah. Who's that?
Lindsay Foote, yeah. Matt Diamond Brown, yeah.
Oh yeah, cool. Even Andy Burton playing there as well, is he, like? Which is obviously Mike's son there. When I come to Gloucester, he came at the same time. Yeah. So that's a long time ago now.
Guess it is. And then that was about 3 years for Cheltenham first team.
Yeah, I played 3 years Cheltenham, played for the county as well in that time. And then those days in Gloucester, it was basically an advert in a Citizen. Do you want to come and train for Gloucester, train for Gloucester, and that sort of thing. And I remember I talked to Andy Burton, he was going to come in here, and we said we'd go to give it a try. And obviously, any local kid who's into rugby, enjoys rugby, want to play for Gloucester, really.
Right.
We come training, and I think Mike Hamlin was maybe captain then, I think it was. He was the first to meet him. There was like 20 new guys turn up in the changing room, name. They tell you this and tell you that, and put your head down, work hard. And we actually trained at Plot Court, and ran out of Plot Court, trained, and your first time, you always try to make an impression, do everything right. And
yeah,
I remember I came running back and hardly make it back. Running back with a couple of numbers absolutely shattered.
Yeah, well, I see down here. Yeah, you made your first 15 debut against Stroud, I think.
Beginning
of that season, and you scored a try.
I scored at the post. Yeah, then
great.
Then he had that thumping. Then
were you playing full back or?
I played. I come as a centre, really, because I played fullback before Cheltenham, and there was a guy come from New Zealand, played for Canterbury, Colin Williamson, which was like a big influence on my career then. And played centre, he played 10, I played 12, and come as a 12, and then bizarre, really, all the trials they've played me fullback, and typical Gloucester, really. And then those days they just put it on the notice board, they didn't come up and say, oh, this is the side, you walk in and see if you were playing, really. It was just on the, and I was playing 12, like him. So scored at a post, and I think I had my leg in plaster on the Wednesday.
Oh gosh.